hallucination. The stress faces like a bacon painting. Let that drive in the neon sunshine.
I love this city, such a beautiful city.
WZBC Newton 90.3 FM, something from the new Primal Scream. Never was a huge fan, but I know people do like them a lot. And I have to say, I pulled the wrong CD. Not a problem. But yeah, new record's pretty solid. Lots of Roxy Music-esque saxophone running through it, so there's definitely some influence to be seen in there. And before that, we heard, as I said, from The Field, Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime. And hopefully I'm learning valuable lessons. And 'cause that's really what it's all about, life. Valuable lessons. And that one also I played because I started off the put us on air with Alexandra's Sign On. I know Alexandra sometimes listens to the show, and I know that's a big favorite of hers, not just The Field, but that particular song, as I said earlier, covered by Beck, originally by the Corgis, and finishes the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. So how you doing? How's your week? Did you go to Breeders last night? It was good. I was a little worried because I saw on Hulu their performance on Fallon the night before. Oh my God. Cannonball was more like bowling ball. Oh, it was terrible. Like a gutter ball. It was just off key and off tune. And I was like, oh no. And I'm like, this can't be. And maybe it was a bad mix, or maybe it's because they recorded it. You know, they recorded that show at like 5:30 in the afternoon. Or something, but they started with Cannonball, I believe, or it was the second song, I don't remember, but it had a tinge like it could go that way, but they were great, and they were a lot of fun. So we'll play a couple of Breeder songs. Parquet Courts opened. I liked them. They were good, fun, and my friend talked to the lead guitarist, Hammered. He didn't even know. My friend said, hey, I'm going to be in Amsterdam on the 20th of May, and I'm going to be checking you guys out. And he's like, we're going to be playing, and we're going to be in Amsterdam then? Didn't even know. And at one point, he had two shots of, people kept bringing him shots of whiskey. So, I don't know. He looked like he had about 6 or 7 shots in the time that I briefly noticed him standing in front of us. But anyway, they were fun. Lots of Pavement influence for sure. I didn't hear it at first till it was explained to me, a little bit of Warsaw, and definitely I heard more live than on record the fall influence that people seem to say they have that I never really noticed. But anyhow, enough about Parquet Courts. Nice to have them as an addition, and it was nice to see Tanya Donnelly up there for the Breeders show. But here's one of my favorites from last night, probably not yours, but mine, and I've got a show on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. It's called Kick Out the James with me, James. And I also did a thing last night, a thing. The writer guy uses the word thing way too much. I did a DJ set, a short DJ set at this opening for my friend Cliff Stoltz studio down in Channel Center in Fort Point. and played a lot of old stuff from back in my college days. Probably going to touch on a lot of that. So he had this show called Opening for the Swisted. You know, it's the guy took his punk love of punk music and Swiss posters and put them together into posters in the Swiss design style, and for punk bands. Now, bands are great. The bands are great, and the poster designs are great, but I really don't get it. I guess that's the irony of them going together, but I'll play some stuff. And I did play some Breeders, too, because he's got a poster for the Breeders. Shut up, James. Here's Limehouse from the Breeders. Okay, why isn't it playing? I get it, James. One day, I will learn how to DJ. It's only been 25 years, right? Yeah.
Happiness is a walk out of my shoes. non-narcotic use that I've been going through has been pretty difficult. It's been you're on drugs for so long, and all of a sudden you stop, and it's just a jolt into the world. It's like everything's crisp and clear, and there's nothing like meshes together, and it's really hard to talk and deal with people.
Oh God, you get so much of this stuff out here. Listen, at some high schools, students killed their principals and in the school courtyard, then cooked and ate the bodies to celebrate a triumph over counter-revolutionaries. And they served human flesh to all the employees at the school.
WZBC Noon.
Now the band is Maria False. And it's from their Maria False digital EP released November 2012, self-titled. The song's called Faith. Been hearing them a lot. I know it's DJ Rav of Flyweight, one of his favorite new bands. They're from France, where they got some of the worst radio in the world. But there's a very, very, from his, he's got a show called Flyweight. It's on, it's a shoegaze, psych, dark, groove, feedbacky, layered, dense show of feedbacky stuff like that. And I know that he's on from 10 until midnight, Sunday nights, and I know that he's been playing a lot of Maria False. And he's also exposed that there is a large shoegaze scene emerging from France. And there you go. That is the song Faith, as I said, from Maria False. Before that, I'm pretty sure, yeah, the song E from No Joy. Turned on to that last week. Played it last week. Very, very rare that I play the same song in two shows in a week, but that one's just blowing my hair back. I love that song. I keep hearing it. Heard it on the Flyweight show last week too, and we'll get back to Flyweight again, and it was great. I'm just like, what song is this? I know this song. Oh my god, this is so good. I'm like, oh yeah, I played this song. And No Joy from their latest one called Wait to Pleasure from Mexican Summer. Dust Devils before that from their Extant EP from Matador Records from 1996, the song called Extreme Vagrant, talking to somebody about dust devils, little tornadoes of dust that pop up out west. If you go to YouTube, you can watch some videos of them. They're very, very cool. I wish people would shut up sometimes, you know? And maybe not even put music, right? It's like you're taking a picture of this wonderful little thing. It's like, oh, wow, check it out. Dude, look, it's cool. It's like, we don't need your commentary. Of course, the same thing could be said for me. But like the first song I played, everybody's got to learn sometime, right? But anyhow, Dust Devils. Spore before that, covering the Beatles' I Want You, She's So Heavy from Fear God EP from 1993 on Tang Records. Oh my God, such a good cover. And I had to play that because I always think of it when I play the Breeders. Happiness is a Warm Gun. They pulled Tanya Donnelly out for a couple songs last night at the Breeders show at the Royale. Thanks to my longtime listener and ticket winner friend Dave for getting me into that show, a sold-out show. I was lucky to be there. And there you go. So thanks. And they played Happiness is a Warm Gun. It was fun. It fell apart completely. It was terribly good, I guess one would say. And it was a fun show. And as I said earlier, I saw them on Hulu from the night before on Monday night. They played Fallon. It was terrible. I was really worried, but they were great last night. So phew. And Limehouse, one of my all-time favorite Breeders songs from Pod. Those are both from the album Pod, and although it was the last Splash tour, Pod is still my favorite Breeders album. But that's debatable, and you can debate that yourselves as I continue to talk. But as I mentioned, and now let me announce this to you, that hey, tonight, WZBC's Flyweight. How's that for a coincidence? Yeah, WZBC's Flyweight presents Ghost Box Orchestra. It's their record release party tonight. It's May 10th. That's right. That's tonight. It's at the Middle East. And we've got some Ghost Box Orchestra coming up. I'll be mentioning it quite a bit. I might make it there. I don't know. I had like the worst night of sleep last night. You don't need to know this too much, but I've started this whole stress and anxiety and I won't go into the full details of it, acupuncture program. And I said to the woman, will this help me sleep? Because I can't even remember the last time I had a good night of uninterrupted sleep. And she said, oh yeah, yeah, almost immediately. And they give you this tea that you're supposed to drink through the program. It's an 8-week program. And so I came home, I was beat ass tired. I'd done so much yesterday, just like racing around, walking around, and I was up early, out early, more than you need to know. And I had the crappiest night of sleep I can't remember. Although generally felt much better all day. I don't know if it's, you know, listen, if it's a placebo effect, who gives a crap? If it's working, right? That's all that matters. But we'll see. Maybe you'll find a brighter, cheerier James on the Z. But I don't think the rants won't disappear, but they'll just be a little more calm and more mindful. Or something like that. But anyway, let's continue on now. What do I got queued up for you? Yeah. So to go along with that, I got a couple songs dedicated to my insomnia. Here's our good friend Kim Gordon, her band Free Kitten. I love this song. Yeah, never gonna sleep. Please, God. I was literally last night praying. Let me sleep, God. Release me. And I'm not a praying man. Yeah, that's what they say. We'll be right back. WZBC Newton, 90.3 FM. How you doing? That is Ghost Box Orchestra. Thank God I found that CD. I sent a Facebook message to Rav because the CD was missing. You know, it's like, could you just put stuff back where it belongs? I mean, is it really such a big deal? I don't know. Don't get into it, James. Really, really. Let's not go there. Let's keep it clean. Keep it pure. I don't even know what the hell that means. But anyway, here we are. It's me. It's James. That was, as I said, Ghost Box Orchestra. And that was their song called... Vanished is the name of the album. We heard The Rhythm of the Hills. And I will repeat once again that tonight at the Middle East... It just says the Middle East. I don't know if it's up or down. I guess I could check on the ZBC concert report, right? So let's see. Is it up or is it down? I don't know if I'm up or down. Yeah, it's upstairs. Tonight, Ghost Box Orchestra, Animal Hospital, Royal Wedding, the Ocular Audio Experiment with special guest DJs Ian Lawrence and Rav. Stop it, James. Oh my God. Anyway, so check it out. Perhaps I will make it. Maybe. Let's see. I don't know. Yeah, I probably will. What else do I got to do, right? Oh crap, I can't find this one. I think I trashed an album that I wanted to have on my... Well, we'll see if I can find it. But anyway, how you doing? What else do we hear? We heard from before that Screen Vinyl Image, but is that all I played in that set? Was three songs? Is that true? No, I think I played something else, didn't I? No, I did. I forgot to put it in. Cold Cave was in there. Cold Cave with their newest one called "People Are Poison," and ain't it the freaking truth? Toxic. But you know, you got to take them for all their foibles, just like you take me. It's from their Oceans With No End single. They got two new singles out right now. And I've been playing this song, People Are Poison, and the song called, what was the other one? God Made the World. That he did. And then he rested. Oh, God could sleep. He didn't need no Ambien or acupuncture or herbal tea or some BS like that. I don't know. Whatever. I'm trying to desperately find this CD, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to find it. Yeah, I must have trashed it. So I'm gonna have to go find it in the stacks, which means it won't come. Oh, you know, I could always use the YouTubes, right? I can always use the YouTubes. What am I thinking? There you go. Yeah, I can always use the YouTubes.